Hello.
Hi, this is Ruben. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, Ruben.
Good, good. Do you want to circle your partner into this call? Is that
Yes.
possible?
Yeah, let me add him to the call. Just 1 second.
Great. Hello?
Hey, Ruben?
Yes.
Are you there, John?
Am.
Okay, we're all here on the call, Ruben. Thank you for your call.
Perfect. No problem. Hey, John. My name's Ruben Goldstein. I'm in underwriting. The rep you're
Okay.
working with here is named Danny Fershi.
Right.
Just want to make sure I know sometimes with partnerships, credit is a sensitive topic. If I can talk openly about both the credit and business profiles
You
with both of
can.
you on the line.
You
All
can.
right, perfect.
You can.
All right,
We don't
perfect.
have any secrets.
First question I have is the notes say that it's 36-36 ownership between both of you. Is that correct?
Yes.
Who owns the other 28?
It's broken up into pieces. We have a 20% overseas partner that helps us with our supply chain, and then we have 4% and 4%. Our attorney has 4%, and a high school buddy has 4%.
Gotcha. So, kind of a myriad of investors.
And
Gotcha.
everybody, some people did capital, some people did, in kind stuff. It was just, it's organic.
Okay. And what I just want to recap, I had a conversation with Amar on Friday, is the use of the funds. Your company purchases containers. Each container is about,
We're
is it
going to
about
use the
40?
product for we're going to use the money for inventory, more inventory.
Okay. And
Just
it's about four,
that, yeah.
it's about 40K per container. Is that accurate?
Well, 40K for raw materials, and then you got another 5 or 6 for shipping, and there's some ancillaries that go on it. So, if we use I use the round number on my desk every time I figure that is at 50 grand. Now, it also depends which product we're shipping to, because there's a density issue.
Yeah,
Okay.
depending on the container mix, it could be 36 plus a 5 for shipping, handling. If the container itself is 40,000, then it'll be more. So depends on the regular average is in that vicinity, 40 to 50, including
Gotcha.
everything to the warehouse.
I mean, I've got 100 wires on my desk, and they range from 32,000 to 50,000.
Okay. And I understand you have a line of credit that's just currently at the limit with your local bank for about 300, and you got about 300 on that. Is that correct?
At 282.
282. Okay.
Yep.
I do notice there's some credit increase earlier this year. Have you been seeking out funding for this project as well, besides applying with Bank of Cardiff?
We have. We
Okay.
tried to
Have
do
you
it.
ever?
We were in the process of doing an SBA loan that has taken forever, and we just got so frustrated we gave up with it.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of paperwork, and it's honestly, I think nightmares are the phrase a lot of people use. So I have some good news for you. So we've got an approval for you, but I don't know if it's going to be enough. I want to walk you through how we underwrite our loans, why we underwrite a loan, what you can do in the future, and kind of the relationship we have with our customers. So now, we look at generally the bank statements to cash for the loan. We understand, John, you've got some credit issues in your past, and ultimately, a business that's under, say, 10 years time in business, unless it's very, very large, is not going to have a tremendous amount of business credit. We generally, the first time out, we want to give you enough money for it to make sense, but we definitely don't want to overburden you with a tremendous amount of debt and drown you. And so these are short-term loans that we provide that are based on cash flow. So in terms of an idea that I have for you, it would be a loan amount of about $120,000 the first time out. Okay. There is a renewal option, which is essentially a refinance, 6 months into that loan. So let's just say you did $120,000. Once you're halfway through our loan, you can refinance. But what I want to understand is, have you ever applied for a working capital loan, or do you know much about the product? I'm not sure of the conversation. Okay. Yeah. Amar, have you?
Did this deal out of our...
No, I haven't either. So
We're talking in concert because we've kind of been married a long time.
Okay.
When we started this, we could have never... This would have never floated at the bank. But it was just... It was too unknown. It was too whatever. So we put up a bunch of money of our own money and funded this thing for the first 2.5 years. And then what had happened is every time our sales jump, and if you look at our sales, they've been doubling like every quarter. Every time that happens, our cash requirements do it. And we're on about a 150-day cycle, 120 to 150-day cycle. From the time we order product, the time, you know, they have to build it. You got to put a deposit down. They build it 30 days after you order the ship. It take another 60 days to get to you. You got to bring it in your warehouse. You got to redistribute it out. You got to build that, collect that money. So that ranges from 120 to 150 days, depending on what time of the year it is and if there's a longshoreman strike or whatever the case may be. And that's typical in overseas sourcing of any materials. It doesn't matter, you know, if we're building widget. I mean, it just doesn't matter.
Gotcha.
And so that's been our cycle. So if you think about it, and if you looked at our numbers, you can tell. Just say we're good for 4 quarters a year. So every quarter we're basically turning our money. So we take all the money we got. We buy as much product as we can. We bring it in. We circulate it across the floor, and then when we take that and it's profit, and we do it again. And so if you'll look. That's how our numbers, it's almost a perfect graph if you look at it. So what we do is, as owners, we don't take money out of the company. We committed not to take any out for the first 5 years. And we just take that money, whatever we made, then the next time we buy that much more product. And that's how we've organically grown and leapfrogged. And if you look at the graph, it'll almost tell you that exactly. Our deal is we came seeking some of this funding because we think, you know, we were sitting there trying to do the math and said, you know, we would have had another $1.5 million to $2 million in sales if we'd have had the product on the floor. We actually had orders that we couldn't fill. And that make you a little bit crazy because once you've covered your overhead and everything you make past that point is just lagniappe or just extra. You know, you don't have to meet that minimum threshold. So that's where we were trying to bridge that gap, and that's what we're trying to do.
And that's what I was telling you, Robin, that we have every time we bring it in, we have 70 to 80% gross margin in there. So we pick up 30,000 on 40,000 or something like that. The numbers are very strong. I mean, we just don't have enough product to sell, actually. That's the problem.
Okay. Yeah, let me walk you through.
The good thing is we got good demand.
Okay.
The bad thing is every time we double our size, our cash requirements double.
You know,
I
think you're like every business owner I talk to. I used to be on the sales side, and you know, I actually my niche here was when I was on the sales side was working with construction companies, and I still have some of those relationships. Uh-huh. And not to be hot about it, it's pretty true. It's as the business grows, so do the cash requirements, and oftentimes it's, you know, I think the traditional way and what you've experienced with an SBA loan is the traditional banks, they want to give money to people who can prove they don't need it. You've got a good opportunity.
Right.
You know, and you've got a good opportunity. So let me kind of tell you about the loan, how it works. I want to give you a little education on the product. And if it works, you know, the good thing is this money can be in your account by tomorrow afternoon. So typically a working capital loan is an alternative funding avenue used by growing businesses to basically fund an opportunity or for a specific need. In this case, it's a specific need to buy containers and flip that money multiple times. Many customers in the inventory, I'd say, inventory use is probably about 60-65% of what we see here, and that's someone who wants to flip the cycle multiple times. It's they're going to borrow money, use it, get the product, sell it, then flip it again. So if you have about 150 days, that's about a little under 5 months. So you'd have two and a half cycles within a 12-month period. Typically, the way a working capital loan works is it's a business loan, so it's not going to go under your personal credit reports. It will not affect your debt-to-income ratios at all. It goes under the business credit report, which is very important, of course. It won't leverage your personal credit. But basically, generally, most products in this industry, they're a commitment by the payout. And by what I mean by that is this. You're going to borrow. If you say borrow, I'm just going to throw out a dollar. Let's say you borrow a dollar. And let's say you pay back $1.30. Regardless of when you pay that loan off, you're responsible for paying back the remainder. So on many of these loan products, let's use that dollar and $1.30 example, you borrow a dollar, you pay back $1.30. Once you're halfway through that loan, if you want to apply for more money, you can. However, all that interest or the majority is going to be carried over into the next loan because it's about the payback. Our loan products work significantly different. So let me tell you about the product that we have for you and see if it works. It'd be a $120,000 loan. It would be a 12-month loan max, although you can do a shorter time. Once you're halfway through the loan, you can apply for more funding. As part of the agreement...
When you say halfway, what do you mean? You mean in time or in dollar value?
That's actually a really good question. Actually, in time, so not in dollar value.
Okay,
Correct. So you don't have to pay half of it back. Essentially, you are paying half of it back because it's half the time. But it's always defined by time. It's not on the payback. So if there's a time where your payback doesn't match up, it's always going to be the shorter, which is the time. Once you're halfway through the loan, you can apply for more funding. If you're looking to borrow more money quickly, you're not the only business owner that has told me that. I hear it all day long. It's fine. We actually have a provision where we waive all the remaining interest on renewal. So what that means is if you apply for renewal and it's as part of your paperwork, halfway through or 9 months through, whatever your comfort zone is, and you get and your business gets approved, we actually forgive, we waive the remaining interest. If you do a renewal with us, we'll take the interest and waive it to incentivize you to do a new loan. The way you pay this loan back is based on your bank statements and your cash flow. We will underwrite one bank account, and we're looking at money in and money out. So the way you pay the money back is not with a monthly payment, it's what's called a micropayment. That means a daily payment. That is 21 business days per month, no weekends, no holidays. So that is 21 business days per month. So if you looked at a 12-month loan, you're looking at 252 total payments. If you looked at 120, I want to give you the numbers you'd be looking at on this program for payback and daily payments and monthly cash flow, okay? So can you hear me? Can you guys hear me? The line's a little faint.
Yeah. No. Keep going.
So
kind of taking it all in.
Absolutely.
Airport shuttle, so yeah, that's what put you on mute. So.
No worries. I'll send you. No, I appreciate that. I know you guys are busy. I'll send you an email also that will confirm this. I can actually even send you a contract if the terms work, and you can have a chance to review everything in black and white. So if you looked at a $120,000 loan, the funds would go directly into your bank account. There's no origination fees, so you actually get the full $120,000. The daily payment. On that would be the daily payment would be $628.57, and the total payback over a year. So if, let's just say you decided to not renew and you took the loan to term, if you borrowed $120, the total payback over a year would be $158.400. So that means your company is paying back about $38,400 over 12 months. However, with a business that's growing as fast as you are, I would strongly assume that you would be renewing just about the 6 month time frame as early as possible.
Is there any prepayment penalty?
No, there's actually a discount for paying off early. There's two ways to look at it. The first question I'd ask you is, do you have the intention for paying off early?
Yes.
Okay. When do you think you would pay off early?
Well, that's hard to tell.
Okay.
Our money comes in chunks. Just if you look at our aggregate across the board average, and say our average across all of our products is about 54 margin points. So for every 100 that I put out there in product, I make 100, okay? So if I turn a big, and I make a big lick, and I've got extra cash, I would want to pay down. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
Okay, so we would want to pay down. We don't like that. We absolutely hate it. And so
well, you are applying for debt, though.
But it's a that's right. So it's a necessary evil because of the position of sales has put us in.
So I don't think that's true. Not to be rude, I work with companies that are much smaller than yours, and I work with companies that have $20 million a month in sales, and actually all of them utilize debt to grow their business. But I think what you're saying is, look, if I want to pay this early...
Guy. Yeah, I'm just an old school guy. We're both over 50, and so, you know, we're trying to get rid of our debt as fast as we can and become debt-free. And so, but we've hindered ourselves because we haven't done that. And that's cost us in some growth. So that's why we're changing that opinion and doing it. It's just an opinion. It's not necessarily life.
Gotcha. Okay. This is what I would suggest based on what you're telling me. Number one, we include a discount for paying off early. It's if you decide to pay it off or another lender pays it off, as long as you're in good standing, it's 25% of remaining interest is discounted on the remaining term.
Okay.
With the renewal, you'll pay it off. You can pay it off in full. I will tell you that I rarely, rarely see customers pay off early. The only reason I see customers really pay off early, to be blunt, is when their business is failing and they're closing up shop and it just doesn't make sense for them. Because typically, your return on investment is a lot better than what you save for us. But
let me ask you a question. What is the interest rate on like the 120 turn out to be over a year's time?
It's a rate factor, so all the rates we quote, especially
I
under
understand.
It's a 1.32.
So give me are we paying 22% per year or
it's 32.
Give me a ballpark.
I can give you the exact number. Working capital loan with this program and interest forgiveness is 32%. If you're interested, and I can give you one other option, I'm more than happy to give you a few options. We can do a $75,000 loan at about a 26% payback, but that's slicing hairs, and that's because there's less risk, so we're going to charge less. But I think with your scenario, especially your rapid growth, it's a 1.32, there's zero fees, and there's no ballpark. It's exactly in black and white. So that means for every dollar you're borrowing, if you take it over a term of a year, it's going to cost you 32%. So that means to put in kind of the numbers you're looking at, you would have to make or save on $120,000. The payback is, let's just give that once more, the cost of the loan is $38,400. So if you can take $120,000 and, I don't know, buy 2+ containers, the question is...
Right. No, that's right. That's
can
right.
You make...
Yeah, exactly. So, Ruben, let me ask you this thing. Is there a possibility to go a little up?
No, not the first time out. I understand your I'm not going to answer and just say no. I'm going to tell you why. Our experience has been that your money kind of goes in and out, and what I would probably suggest is this. You want to borrow as much as money possible. Completely understand and respect that. Can I be blunt and give you my kind of 2 cents and what I would kind of push you guys towards?
Go ahead.
I would do, since this is your first time doing it, I would do $120,000 over a year, because that means that if you're paying in 6 months after one essentially flip on your inventory, if your cash flow can support it and you've got a good relationship with us, you're probably going to be approved for a renewal. If you're not paying us, then and your cash flow can't support, you won't be approved for a renewal. But that means within 6 months, you can apply for another loan and have the provision that all the remaining interest is waived on that note. And so that is probably the best fit for your business because it matches up almost perfectly within a month to your sales cycle.
You know what? He's got a point. Ruben, are you fixing to get on a plane tomorrow?
Yes, I am. So I should be there by 7 o'clock. So I'll see you.
Do you have somebody? Is one of the guys picking you up at the airport?
No, I think it was one of you.
No? You didn't tell me to pick you up. But anyway, I will. What time?
7.
Pick you up at 7? Okay.
Yeah.
So why don't we do this? Why don't we marinate a little bit over what you're discussing with us? and I'll pick him up, and we'll call you in the morning. Are you on East Coast or West Coast time?
You know, we're so busy, it feels like both. But what I can do is this. Take your time. There's no pressure from us. At the end of the day, this is kind of like a glorified signature loan. So what I'll do is this. Yeah. I'm going to just request the documents and email them over to you so you guys can take a look at them. Just so you know, the transaction is going to be serviced by a partner of ours. We're an originator of loans, but we don't service our own loans. Everything I've described in this phone call, the renewal, the amount of loan, the payment, the term, it's all going to be there exactly as quoted. When you guys want to move forward, these documents are called facts to fund. So unlike traditional loan documents where you've got to provide additional documentation and notaries and overnight documents closing, you don't have to do any of that. It's 4 pages to sign. The only conditions that I need from you is I don't have your ownership schedules on the tax return. I do have to verify the ownership just to make sure you're the two majority owners. So I'd just be looking for those two K-1s. I'll include that in my email.
Yep.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
I have a question for you. In 6 months, if we're ready to renew it, so how high can we go at that time if we have a good payment record?
Okay, so anyone who's in the loan business cannot guarantee any customer about the future. I mean, I worked here for 9 years, but that doesn't mean I'm going to work here tomorrow. What I can tell you is my
what he's trying to do is, you know, is it 50% or do y'all increase by 50% increments, 20% increments? What do y'all?
I can give you kind of what I see. So I have a customer that I just funded in Texas. They're one of my construction customers about a year and a half ago for some equipment. They also did a capital loan with us about 7 months ago. Their capital loan the first time out was 160 over 15 months. They have very similar cash flow, and we've approved them for 250 for 18 months at better pricing. Traditionally on renewals, I see larger terms, longer terms, cheaper costs. The only reason I've ever seen a renewal not be that great is if someone's business just simply cannot support the cash flow or they're not paying any of their bills.
That's easy.
Okay. All right.
So, and then the only other condition is a business lease or a utility bill or license. So I'll order out the documents. I'll shoot them over to you. You guys will get them before the end of business today, 5 p.m. Pacific.
Okay.
Take your time looking at them if you have any questions, and then like I said, if you're ready to move forward, you would fax them or email them back to me, and we'd fund your account the same day.
Sounds good.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.